It was not a coup. That's the message from Sudan's military leader, who overthrew the interim government on Monday. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan says he took power to help Sudan's transition to democracy and avoid a civil war.
We have experienced a bottleneck of occasions where we had to stand up to the Prime Minister and the factions who had signed our constitutional document. On these occasions, we had witnessed a great deal of disagreements. It was a struggle for power sharing, distribution of Legislative Council seats, and offices of the executive branch. As a result, we have witnessed political fragmentation, and it prompted the armed forces to step in.
Sudan's interim government was created in 2019. After mass protests led to the overthrow of longtime leader Omar al-Bashir. It was a combination of civil and military leaders as part of a power-sharing agreement in response to the demands of protesters. Analysts say it's not clear how General Burhan intends to address the many problems now facing Sudan.
There were three huge challenges it faced. One was the economy. The second was actually putting in place all the institutions for democracy. And the third was consolidating peace with armed groups. And it is entirely unclear what proposals General al-Burhan has for tackling these problems. In fact, it would appear that he's just digging himself deeper into the hole.
Hundreds of people continue to protest against the power grab, despite a violent response by security forces on Monday. In Tuesday's news conference, General Burhan said the detained Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok is being held at his house. The UN wants him to be freed.
I once again strongly condemned the forceful military takeover of power in Sudan. And I urge, of course, all stakeholders to exercise maximum restraint. But the Prime Minister and other officials that were unlawfully detained must be released immediately.
Sudan's economy has been struggling after years of conflict and uncertainty. But this coup could make things even worse. The U.S. is reevaluating its relationship and has suspended a $700 million assistance package for the now-deposed transitional government.
We firmly reject the assertions that this is within the authority of the military leadership in Sudan. From our perspective, these actions are utterly unacceptable. They contravene the constitutional declaration, but more importantly, they contravene the aspiration of the Sudanese people.
General Burhan says many government institutions will be formed in the coming days to steer the country until elections in 2023.
The military's takeover has sent Sudan back to 2019, when the army was in charge and the internet was shut down. And protesters are out in the streets again, despite violence by security forces, promising that their demands for an end to the military rule will be heard. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.